Episode 119, Weight Loss Should've's. Welcome to the School of Weight Loss podcast, where we empower you to reach your healthy weight goals with less wasted effort, money, and time. This is the podcast that uses evidence-based tips and tools to simplify weight loss for the ladies who've tried it all. If you struggle with obesity or being overweight, you're tired of endless dieting and never reaching your goals and just plain tired with life, this is the podcast for you. I'm your host, obesity medicine certified physician, life and weight loss certified coach, Dr. Emily Van Zandt. Let's get this episode started. Hello, my lively ladies in the making. Listen, in real time today, I just found out that one of my favorite singers of all time passed away. And it just has me thinking because it's a really interesting story behind this human. And should is something that I don't really allow in our coaching groups. Like, I should have done that. I should. We say you're not allowed to should yourself, right? Because truly, if you're not doing it, you're not doing it, right? Stop using guilt and shame and fear to try to motivate you to do something different or be someone different in your life. And that's kind of the value and the emotions behind using the statement should most of the time. So the reason it's on my mind today, though, is because Toby Keith passed away in real time today. And my family, oh my goodness, growing up, tell me you've heard the song Should Have Been a Cowboy. Should Have Been a Cowboy came out when I was in eighth grade, and my little brother is 12 years younger than me, and he used to belt that song out. Like, my family loved it, and I think it probably was partially my dad. My dad was a surgeon, but I think there's a part of him that would have loved to, like, have been a cowboy, you know? I think a lot of men are like that, but my dad specifically was. When we moved out to the country, we were the first ones in our family to really move to the country. So I got, of course, my now 20-year-old daughter at the time, a horse that she proceeded to decide she was over horses within like a month. But my dad had to have a horse to go with it. And we have a local restaurant called The Barn. And he was like, I'm going to ride the horse to the barn and sit there and get to know all the locals. He was so in love with country life. I just think it was super fun for him to think about that. So back in the day when Should Have Been a Cowboy came out, my family like took it as our family anthem. And my youngest brother was little at the time. He was like probably two. And he used to belt out riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers, like at the top of his lungs. And I think Toby Keith is an interesting story to consider because I'm going to tell you, there's an alignment, I think, with what we do in terms of weight loss in the quote unquote dieting world with Toby Keith's trajectory, right? So Toby Keith was a country dude from Oklahoma. And I always think of him as Should Have Been a Cowboy, but you might think of him as the Angry American song, right? Like, after 9/11, he wrote the song that said, we'll put a boot in your blank. It's the American way. Do you remember that? I got to tell you, when that song first came out, I remember when it first came out, everybody was behind it because that was like the sentiment of like retaliation in America. We were like so heartbroken over the Twin Towers. And I have a special place in my heart for New York. We lived in Brooklyn, not at the time after that, but I just loved New York. And I think my sister around that time was living, no, she had moved. She had lived outside of New York City and she had moved like the year or two prior to outside of Boston. And so maybe we felt it. I don't think you could even say we felt it more strongly than other people. I think we all felt that way at the time, right? At first we were like, who did this to us? Who attacked us on our land? Who harmed Americans? Like, that doesn't happen here very often, you know? And fast forward a few years and the rhetoric around that became very different, right? It was like, look who we became. We were just as bad, right? I think the should-haves are rampant in that world. It's so interesting to me because as I start doing more and more episodes, I'm like, should this go on my Didn't See That Coming podcast episode or should this go on the School of Weight Loss podcast episode? Because it's all the same, right? Like, it's this space where we grow as humans, we see the long-term trajectory and we look back and we tell ourselves, I should have. Yet at the time, we do the best we can do. Right. And I just want you to consider that in your weight loss journey. Last night in my coaching group, we had one of our ladies come on and say she just derailed from losing weight this last weekend. And she was telling me all the things she should have done. But what was underneath it all, when we kind of unraveled it and got back to the basics, was she derailed after she saw a picture of herself from before. And she said, I didn't know I looked like that. Like, I didn't even know that was a version of me at the time. And now I have so much sorrow and so much shame around that. But I also know, and if this is your space in life, like, I also know that this specific lively lady is going through a lot. She recently lost a spouse. She went through caretaking for that spouse for years after a chronic disease. Listen, I told her, you look at that picture and you'd be proud of that woman because she got you here today. We don't get to should have laters ourselves. That's why the word should is banned for my coaching programs. Because at that moment, she may not have looked like she thought she did, but she was doing tremendous things. And as I shared in our coaching group that, you know, I look back, there were years for me when I looked back at those pictures of me when I was at my heaviest, and I would have died, like humiliated, if I knew other people would ever see that picture. I mean, I hid from cameras, and when I was in them, you know the movement where you shuffle your kid in front of you so you're not really showing? That was my move because I had one daughter. It was just me and her. So I could always shuffle her, right? Or face up pictures. But sometimes I would get caught and I have those pictures. And for a very long time, I was like so ashamed and sad at that. And I told them on our coaching call last night, there's 0% of me that is that anymore. Because I know what she went through. I know who she was. I know what she was creating for me now. And it's okay. It's all okay. I love her just like I love me now. I love the growth it's taken me to get to living at my healthy weight goals. I love who I am now, but I needed to be her to survive. And if that's all I had at the time, we survived. I also graduated from medical school, residency, raised a daughter, and really proud now. This is all the work I've done. And if you haven't checked out my Didn't See That Coming podcast, there's a lot on there about this. So I did all of that. I used food inappropriately. 100% I did. I used food as a crutch. I used food to pick me up. I used food for my emotional support so I didn't bother anybody else. I used food to wallow. I used food when I was sad. When I wanted to celebrate, it was all about the food. I was using food inappropriately, so my weight was not where it could have been. Not should have been. It was right where it should have been. That's what I was doing. It was not where it could have been. And just when I think back of my dad and should have been a cowboy, right? Like my younger brother who loved that song ended up going to school in Texas and now he lives in Minnesota. You know, I think he got that part of him. Like I think it was part of him, right? And when I think back of my should haves, right? There's a lot there. None of them serve a purpose in my life or in my weight loss journey. And I just want you to consider that when you think about your weight loss journey right now. And I'm going to use a little bit of Toby Keith analogies to break this down because I got to give a little love to Toby Keith. I think he took a hit later on in life for what all of us felt at one time. And I love his music. I have no doubt he is like up in heaven right now, given a, you know, good ride on the everlasting rainbow on a beautiful stallion, right? My dad's probably jealous. I hope my dad's listening to this today, right? But listen to this song when it starts. It says, I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away and settling down? Would you marry me if I asked you twice and begged you pretty please? She'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied the knot. His heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing the young girls' hearts, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Whoa, I should have been a cowboy. Right? I think this to me speaks of all those dreams that we think of it, right? We think of it as this like a very idealized version, right? You could look at this one of two ways. He never had a settled down life. He never had consistency. He never had a space where he hung his hat and a lady to love him. He had little spots in every town, stops along the way. Come on, ladies. Is that not what you've done with your weight loss journey? Right? We're literally like, well, I could try this and I could try this and I could try this. And then we bring them along as should ups, right? Like, I wish I could live at my goal weight. I should be at my goal weight by now, but I just would have to adopt this part and this part and this part and this part and forget about all the parts that I'm leaving behind and just be happy with that. I should ups. I might have had a sidekick with a funny name running wild through the hills chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. That one's to Ben Van Zandt. Go west, young man. Haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women, and gold. Sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I'm going to tell you where I think this comes up in our weight loss journeys, right? We literally look to the next magic pill, right? We're like, let me continue having all of my cake, eating it too, and give me a pill to dwindle the fat. And we buy into that being sold back to us. Right? We're like, I would have had a sidekick. I would have rode shotgun for the Texas Rangers, California full of whiskey, women, and gold, right? It's all this very idealized version. He's not talking about like a horse poop or dirty jeans, right? Like the moms at us are like sitting here going, what about the bills at home, right? What about the dirty jeans? You have to launder those all the time, right? Those are like part of it. And I think for many of us, like that is the idealized version that we get sold of weight loss and potentially why we never hit our goals, right? We never get to that like end of the rainbow because of the fact that we literally get caught on these little bright shinies that keep getting sold to us. And we never get to the real California dream, right? Because I'm guessing that in the end of this, we all still want to live at our healthy weight goals. We all still want to be healthy when we get there. We just want our cake and to eat it too, right? We want to be a cowboy and a surgeon. There's a lot of those out there, by the way, right? We want to be willing to stand up and be the angry American and not get the backlash. And the world doesn't work that way, right? So here's what I want you to do today. I want you to make a little list for yourself of all the shoulds you're holding in your mind right now, right? It's literally just like a little list. It'll be long, by the way. I know some of you listen to me in the car. Do it for weight loss and do it for your life. Do both because it's worth it. I can go back to 1,000 of these, right? I'll give you a start. When I took Phentermine or Fen-Phen back in the day, I should have really learned my diet plan. I should have done the work alongside it. After I had weight loss surgery, I should have learned to not eat sugar. I should have learned to not drink pop. I should have controlled the thoughts earlier that said, I don't eat that much at one meal, so I can snack more. If you've done really tightly wound diets like meal replacements and those sorts of things, I should have come off of them in a way that was healthy instead of rewarding myself with food. I should have learned to recognize portion sizes. If you've done exercise challenges, I should have stuck with it afterwards. I should have made exercise a regular part of my journey. If you've done supplements, I should have maintained the motivation I had just because I was taking the supplement. If you've done keto, I should have stayed off potatoes afterwards. Didn't I realize this is the food of the devil? What? I should have stayed with the low-carb tortillas. If you've done intermittent fasting, I should have let the health benefits be strong enough to motivate me going forward. I should have stuck with that. I shouldn't have dropped it. If you've done the new shots, I should have paid better attention to what I was eating. I should have found better rewards outside of food. I should have looked at how I felt when I was on the shots. Right? It's time, my dear ladies, because here's what happens to my lively ladies. We like make this conglomerate and we just keep like building a playbook of all the shoulds in our mind that do not serve us one bit. You know, we practice energized eating in my lively lady club. And last night I shared with our ladies that we went to our local restaurant. It's called The Barn. They have fabulous chicken fried steak. The dieting me in the past would have said, I should get a salad. I did not. I split a chicken fried steak with my husband and I still made it energized eating. Right, I had protein, I had veggies. I didn't tell myself I'd broken the diet, so now I'm just going to eat the peanut butter pie. That's really good too. I didn't even eat my roll. I didn't eat the honey butter. I had water. The scale was actually down today because I fasted up until dinner, and it was a beautiful day. Stop shutting yourself. Make that list today. I cannot tell you the endless list of should-haves with my life. We won't even go to that one. I'll probably share that on the Didn't See That Coming podcast episode at some point. It all comes from the same place. So today, I want you to go listen to Should Have Been a Cowboy in honor of Toby Keith. And think about those songs in your family, right? Those memories in your family that are really just beautiful. And then I want you to think that if weight loss is keeping you in the should-haves of life, it's just something that's holding you back. Let's make now the time that you literally overcome it. That you can go out to a restaurant like the Barn and have an eating plan that you don't should yourself on at all anymore. It's done. You're living at your healthy weight goals in a way that you can and want to stick to. That's my goal for my ladies. Like, it's our goal in the Lively Lady Club. It's not our goal to create the next diet, the next yo-yo. That's easy to do for anybody. It's, to me, the low-hanging fruit, because all I'm doing is helping you create something that lasts like 2 weeks and you maybe lose 3 pounds and you're happy about that and then you're 6 pounds heavier. Not interested in that. What we do is drop the should-haves and move forward with your future at your healthy weight goals and start living our lives. You see, I think the reason Should Have Been a Cowboy hit us all so hard is because it speaks to that part of us that, like, we don't feel free to be. And I embrace all of that now. I am authentically me. And I want that for all of you. You know, should my dad have been a cowboy? Maybe. I don't know. He wasn't. But he can still come. We've sold the horses. But he can still come in at the barn with me. You have one life to live. Stop letting your weight loss journey be the should-haves. Let it be the done's. If you want help, you can join us in the Lively Lady Club. I'll link it in the show notes. Today is the day. You literally aren't promised tomorrow. So shout out of love to Toby Keith today, to the Vinzant family. Love you all. Have a beautiful day. If you love today's episode, make sure to share it with a friend who needs to hear it too. Leave me a review and click subscribe to get the latest updates on all my new podcast episodes. Ready to reach your healthy weight goals and drop the endless diet cycle? Head on over to emilyvinzantmd.com and learn more about working with me in Dr. Emily's School of Weight Loss, my virtual weight loss coaching program. The link is in my show notes.